You're listening to Lost in the Sauce, a celebration of hot sauce makers and lovers from around the world. From big brands to local entrepreneurs, we review hot sauces based on aroma, texture, and taste before giving it an official flame rating. We'll also learn about each brand as well as share suggestions on what meals would pair well with the sauce. And we're going to do it all under 10 minutes. So let's do what we do and get lost in the sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Welcome to episode 17 of Lost in the Sauce. My name is Fave, and I appreciate you joining me on this mystical, magical, majestical ride through hot sauce land. And if you are a digital culinarian, talking about the foodies, the chefs, the restaurateurs, the entrepreneurs, the hot sauce makers, you know, this spot is for us. And if you are not one of those people, but you know someone who is, I urge you to share, rate, review, and subscribe to Lost in the Sauce. And let's continue to redefine this hot sauce narrative. And that's why this week, this sauce takes us to another level. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I present to you Wuju Extra Hot Sauce. Stepping out of the box of the traditional hot sauce culture of North America, Wuju Hot Sauce invites you to crave fearlessly as their brand seeks out to prove you don't have to rely on restaurants or takeout to enjoy complex Asian flavors. Founded by Mr. Larry Wu, this family business is built on a recipe far removed from the standard formula of vinegar, hot peppers, and salt. Wuju Extra Hot Sauce puts its own spin on traditional Asian foods to make them relevant and accessible. No limitations, no intimidation, just thoughtfully crafted, fiercely flavorful foods made with ingredients that put flavor first. I'm here for it. The ingredients include agave nectar, vinegar, turmeric, orange juice, brown sugar, y'all, habaneros, y'all, chili powder, curry powder, cumin, salt, and pepper. Wuju Extra Hot Sauce. And I wish I had some elaborate story about how this sauce got into my life, but look, I came home, it was on the table. I'm sure my wife picked it up from somewhere. I didn't ask questions. It's hot sauce, it's in the house. You know, let's go. So, the best way I felt to experience an Asian-based hot sauce was to try it on Asian cuisine. So, we decided to experience Wuju Extra Hot Sauce on fried rice. Not chicken fried rice, not shrimp, fried rice. I'm talking about rice, eggs, onions, peas, carrots, and just something super basic. Didn't add any soy sauce because we're gonna let Wuju do what it do. So first things first, the aroma. We crack open the bottle, we take a nice little, you know how we do. Whoa, complex. This is a complex, it's sweet and yet funky. It's sweet and funky. No hot vibes, really. It's kind of misleading, perhaps, but the aroma is definitely sweet and funky. So give me the stuff, that sweet, funky stuff. That's the aroma. Now let's get into the texture. There's no orifice reducer, so I'm able to just pour this on the fried rice. Nice little hearty helping as we pour it. Super duper. It's thick. I mean, it's really, really thick. It's got a spicy slurry, kind of a doo-doo brown hue. I'm not trying to be funny. It's just, that's the color. Shout out to Luke. It's got a super duper thick slurry doo-doo brown vibe. Not to take away from what the aroma gave us and what the taste potentially will give us. That's where we are on the texture. It's thick. So now let's get down with the get down and talk about this taste. I got the thick Wuju Extra Hot Sauce on my fried rice. Give it a quick little stir. Put it in my mouth, give it a little taste, and sweet. Nutty interplay with the sweetness. The buildup is swimming in sweetness, the heat that is. The flavor is very fruity and it definitely does come first. But I can't say that the heat comes second or even third. I mean, it's flavorful, it's sweet, and then it's tangy, and then it's hot. And since this is all about the hot sauce, we have to give Wuju Extra Hot Sauce a 3 flame rating. Mr. Wu, man, come on, you know this sauce, sweet, bruh. I mean, there's heat involved, but I wouldn't say it was dominant in the relationship. Wuju, you did your thing on the flavor, and that's why I can't wait to hear what we can put Wuju Extra Hot Sauce on. It's a Wuju thing, baby. Oh, we on? Okay, my bad. What can we put Wuju Extra Hot Sauce on? Well, their website has a recipes page where they showcase their picks for what you should put Wuju on, such as veggie wraps, kimchi pancakes, sweet and sour chicken, and of course, the all-time favorite of every Asian restaurant, chicken tenders. Now, I suggest that this Wuju sauce, it's like, it can be a good flavor boost in your ramen or your pho, or it can be a good flavor enhancing element for your sesame chicken, and it can be a flavor enhancing addition to your egg foo young. What am I saying by flavor enhancing and flavor boosting? I don't want to be alone with Wuju. It's not like hot sauce to me, so I see it accentuating something else. It's not something that I see standing alone, and that's cool. Wuju family, I have nothing but love and respect for you, and that is where I would put it on. Cool. Well, Wuju Extra Hot Sauce highlights a familiar origin story with a plot twist. While the development of this hot sauce brand was a family affair, their mission to introduce their Eastern flair with the Western world is evident in the sauces that they create, because they do have more than just the extra hot sauce. There's definitely a sugary sentiment that surrounds and settles the veracity of capsaicin found in their peppers. It takes an open mind and palate to embrace the woo, but once you do, you'll be glad you came through.
Hey,
closed mouths don't get reviewed. So please, ma'am, please, sir, please rate, review, and subscribe to the show. Your engagement is what helps us grow. Everything you need to continue being a part of this vibe is available to you at getlostinthesauce.net. And if you know a serious foodie, chef, restaurateur, or just someone that loves that spice life, I urge you to send them my way and we can all talk sauce. Until next time. Remember, lions are not riled by the negative criticisms hurled at them by sheep. The next time someone comes for you with their judgments, their condescending tones, and slick ridicule, I encourage you to pause and take a snapshot of their life. I'm not saying judge them, but take an assessment. It's been my experience that kings and queens lift and climb, not joke and whine. We are lions roaming through the herd of sheep. So instead of acquiescing to their banter, comments, discouragement, and negativity, see them for what they are. Food. Feed off the reality that their words are just evidence of how awesome you are. Otherwise, why would they be hating? Don't hate, appreciate, and just pray for a stranger, because this stranger is praying for you. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Thanks again for listening to Lost in the Sauce, powered by Fave Hot Sauce. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And if you love it, please share it with your friends. All the foodies, that one who keeps hot sauce in her purse or in his glove box, all the TikTok and Instagram chefs, anyone who is about that hot sauce life, or just looking for a fun new podcast, tell them to stop looking and get lost in the sauce. I thank you in advance, and I'll check you out next week.